went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in Newburgh. And I'm with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com, and it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. Now, let's face it, we all have health issues from time to time, and it's important for us to understand the pros and cons of various treatments and understanding all your options so that you can make a fully informed health decision based upon health, not based upon medications or what insurance will pay for or any of the other minutia that they distract us with out in the real world. It is our birthright to be healthy, and we want to appreciate how to exercise that right fully. And the man that helps me do that every week is in studio with me. His name is Mark Sabin, and welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, good morning, Doc Rick. It's a pleasure to be here. And you were talking about health concerns, and we all have health concerns. And one of the health concerns that people have is what happens when you're participating in sports or athletics or working out in the gym, and I'm talking about sports injuries and the kind of things that happens to people who are trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, well, if they're getting injured, then they're trying to do the right thing, but they're not actually doing the right thing, because if you exercise the right way, then your body gets stronger and gets more efficient. If you exercise the wrong way, then you develop injuries. And so it's very important for the listener to appreciate that if you're getting injuries while you're exercising, then you're doing it wrong, because ideally, exercise should make you stronger, and if you are stronger, then things shouldn't break.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, let's say you do get an injury, how important is prompt intervention?
Prompt intervention is absolutely the most important thing. The sooner you get evaluated, the sooner you get understanding of what you actually did, and the sooner you administer care to whatever it is that you did, the faster you will recover, the less of a negative, long-lasting effect associated with the injury. So it's important to get on top of that and get on top of it quickly.
In your practice, what are some of the types of injuries that you treat?
Sprains, strains, disc herniations, pulled muscles, sciatica-type pain, neurological shooting-type pains, carpal tunnels, shoulder injuries. I mean, pretty much anything that could happen to the body short of breaking a bone are things that I treat in my office.
Like soft tissue, what we call soft tissue injuries?
Yeah, we call them soft tissue injuries, and it's important to take care of those sooner rather than later and maintain yourself regularly so that you don't develop these problems and eventually they become chronic.
Now, you said two things that I'm not sure I understand exactly what the difference is. What's the difference between a strain and a sprain?
Well, a strain is musculotendinous in nature, so anything that involves the muscle or the tendons is called a strain, whereas a sprain is a ligament or a joint capsule or anything that affects the joint. That would be a sprain.
Okay, and I've sprained my ankle before, and it really is difficult sometimes to recuperate from a sprain. Why is that?
The amount of damage to the ligaments themselves or the lack of proper care for it. This includes rehabilitation and nutrition, and if you haven't done the proper rehabilitation and you don't feed the body the building blocks that it needs to repair the damaged ligaments, then you're going to have difficulty recovering.
And as I understand it, I mean, unlike muscle where you have a lot of blood flow, tendons and ligaments, they really don't have the same kind of blood flow, so they're not getting the nutrients as quickly as they would, say, in a muscle.
Correct. The blood flow to a muscle is much more prevalent because that's where all the work takes place, and the tendons are a little bit more dense and more tendinous in nature and more fibrotic in nature, and so there's not as much of a blood supply to those.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard of tendinitis, but there's also something called tendinosis. Can you explain to what those two things are?
Well, tendinitis is damage to a tendon in general, affecting how the muscle and the tendinous functioning works. Tendinosis is damage to the tendon at a cellular level, which ultimately is more about chronic tendinitis resulting in tendinosis.
Mm-hmm. And where would you typically see a tendinitis injury?
Things like elbows, things like knees. You can get it in your hips. People get it in their ankles. You get tendinitis in your hands associated with arthritis and that kind of stuff.
Is that the same thing as carpal tunnel syndrome?
Carpal tunnel, no. Carpal tunnel syndrome has to do with impingement upon the carpal, the median nerve that goes through the carpal tunnel. It's a nerve that comes out of your neck and goes down and passes through the central portion of your wrist into the palm of your hand, and it will affect your thumb, your index finger, your middle finger, and half the inside half of your ring finger.
And it's quite a painful thing, as I understand.
It can be, and certainly if it's not treated properly, and when I say treated properly, I'm not talking about surgical intervention. That's the last resort that you should do, and a lot of times when you have surgery for a carpal tunnel, the scar tissue that develops as a result of the surgery actually brings the carpal tunnel back. So we would encourage the listener to avoid having carpal tunnel surgery and trying more conservative care first.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you do in the case that you've come upon somebody who has a stress fracture?
Well, support the bone to heal with proper nutrition specific to help the bone repair itself quickly and make sure that the alignment of the bone being affected is correct so that there are no abnormal stresses ultimately leading to a stress fracture.
And a stress fracture is one where you haven't really displaced the bone, but there's a crack?
There's a crack due to the stress. And again, it's important to make sure that the bone is bearing the proper amounts of stress with proper alignment of those bones and giving the body the necessary ingredients so that the bone can repair itself.
I see. Now, how do you diagnose an injury when you see somebody come into your office?
Well, diagnose is a very difficult word. It's something that everybody accepts in public, something that doctors dole out. A diagnosis, really, the word, if you pull it apart, simply means two people who do not know. How do we determine what's out of balance within a body in my office? Well, we evaluate function and determine where functional loss has occurred and what it takes to restore normal function and normal health as a result.
Mm-hmm. Typically, people talk about, I think the acronym is RICE, for rest, ice, compression, and elevation on an injury. But when would you use ice and when would you use heat for an injury?
When you have have pain, you definitely want to use ice.
Pain and ice. Okay.
When you have an acute injury, like you just twisted an ankle, mm-hmm. you want to use ice. When it's been there for after 72 hours, then you can consider using heat on that. Ideally, you want to alternate between cold and heat. You want to start cold, you want to finish cold. But when a person has a muscle spasm, heat is used to help bring more blood to the area to cause the muscle to expand and break the spasm, if you will.
I see. So the ice, the cold, actually causes the muscle tissue to contract slightly?
Correct. It keeps the inflammation from overwhelming the situation. Too much inflammation is actually quite painful. And so if you want to relieve some of that pain, putting ice on it will help to do that.
Now, I know that your body would become inflamed if there was, say, an infection and it was trying to fight that off. But it sounds like the same kind of response is happening in the body with a sprain or that kind of soft tissue.
Yeah, when
injury.
There's any kind of tissue damage or any kind of pathogen that doesn't belong there is going to promote inflammation. It's the body's natural response to what's happening in that area. And so when a person has inflammation due to repetitive strain, those kinds of things, you want to find a way to help relieve the amount of inflammation. You can take natural anti-inflammatories like fish oil and those kinds of things. Or if you're more inclined and you're a medically oriented person, then you're going to go create some anti-inflammatories by taking an aspirin or a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. But that's going to have its own complications.
Now, another part of that rice metric is the idea of compression. So how does compression work when you're treating a sprain?
Compression helps to decrease the amount of inflammation that can be in an area, so it minimizes the potential for inflammation by compressing things. The compression also helps support the area that's injured, so that if you've damaged a ligament, then the body needs a little bit of extra support. What most people don't appreciate is that ligaments are not the primary support to an area. Muscles and tendons are the primary support of a joint. Ligaments are secondary, and so if the ligaments have let go, then the muscles and the tendons have also let go.
I see. Now, the first part of that rice metric is the idea of rest. So how important is rest for your recovery, and is there possible to get too much rest?
Well, rest is always important. You know, when you work out a particular body part, like if you're going to be working out your biceps and doing arm curls and things similar to arm curls to help strengthen and work out the bicep, you want to give at least 48 hours between your initial exercise and then wanting to exercise it again. And that helps the body to recover and rebuild. And the theory is that things will get bigger and stronger as a result of having been torn down and having rebuilt again.
But they need that time. This is an interesting conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to ask you about some of the ways that you can treat injuries and what you can do for people who have suffered from a sports injury.
Absolutely. But if you're in the situation where you have a difficult health concern and you're not entirely sure what to do, I'd like you to consider what this next commercial says, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Are you being prepared for a life-altering medical procedure? Are you facing a lifetime of daily medication? There are other options. Get an alternative healthcare second opinion. Too often people don't seek alternatives until after surgery permanently changes them, or until after medications trigger worrisome side effects. You may end up with countless concerns likely to last a lifetime. Don't delay getting an alternative healthcare second opinion. If you know your options, you might make a different, informed decision. Remember, you can still have the options for surgery or medication. Take the time to meet before having life-altering surgery or taking symptom-masking medications. Learn what you can do for your health naturally. And if you've already had a procedure or are taking daily medication, come find out what natural support you can do to restore your health. If you'd like an alternative healthcare second opinion, call 845-561-2225. Your current and future health depend on you. Call 845-561-BACK before committing your life to surgery or medication. Advance Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today we're talking about sports injuries. And I'm sure, Mark, you have more questions.
I did. I mean, some of the injuries we were talking about in the first segment were sudden onset injuries like a twisted ankle. But there are also injuries that come from repetitive stress, like the pounding that runners feel. So what can you tell us about that and why they do that?
Well, wear and tear, essentially. If you abuse a particular area, if you stress an area out more than the body can handle, then what's going to end up happening is you're going to get some sort of damage to that area. And so people who do chronic repetitive motions, like a runner or like a cyclist or like somebody on a job that is, doing the same thing over and over and over again, if you don't have a lot of harmony associated with doing the activity, both mentally and emotionally, heck, even as well as spiritually, then you're going to create resistance within a particular part of your body, and that resistance is going to cause inflammation and eventually wear things out and things will break.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that you are a chiropractor, and chiropractors do specialize quite often in sports injuries, and in fact, a lot of professional sports teams have a chiropractor on staff along with their medical doctors.
Yeah, there's more and more athletes, organizations recognizing the importance of maintaining normal function, and chiropractors help to do this better than a medical doctor, and they're finally starting to recognize that. You know, we are functional practitioners, and we deal with maintaining normal function as opposed to prescribing medication to allow somebody to continue functioning without restoring balance.
And how is it that chiropractors are trained to keep a person's body in the best possible shape for activities?
Well, we're trained to recognize and support normal function, and when the body begins to malfunction, correct it sooner rather than later. And so we are the ones that help to restore normal function by making sure that things are working the way that they're supposed to.
And I think most people think about a chiropractor as doing spinal adjustments in the skeletal system. Is that really what the basic practice is about?
Well, as a chiropractor, yes, that is my main function. But with all the other 28 different techniques and trainings that I have, I do more than just align people's spine. We help maintain their whole body health.
But I think you've talked to me before about the fact that there's a whole neuromusculoskeletal relationship there, so that all the nerves are passing through there. So it's not just about aligning the bones, but there's a different aspect to it as well.
Yeah, we're taking the stress out of the nervous system. And since the nervous system controls everything that functions in the body, if you take the stress out of the nervous system and relieve the stress and interference associated with it within the nervous system, then the nervous system works more efficiently and it's able to control and regulate and make the body function the way that it's supposed to.
Yeah, right. And since we were talking about the soft tissues that connect the bones, such as the ligaments, the tendons, the muscles, how does that aligning of the skeletal system help in terms of their function?
Well, it improves them. If the receptors within a joint, if the receptors within a muscle itself are being overstimulated, then the muscle is going to respond by typically having a spasm or not expanding and contracting the way that it's supposed to. And so what we do is we help to make sure that the nervous system is communicating both to and from the brain, that there's no interference, that the communication is accurate, that the response is accurate. And so we restore balance to the body by making sure that the neurological communications between the nervous system and the muscles are working the way that they should.
Is that in any way related to the kind of work a physical therapist does?
A physical therapist helps to rehabilitate. They are very valuable in the healthcare industry. The difficulty with a physical therapist is that they're not licensed to diagnose. They actually receive a lot of their patients, all their patients essentially, from doctors who write a prescription that says you need physical therapy and you're going to need to do this for, I don't know, 6, 8, 12 weeks or what have you, and then come back for another follow-up with the medical doctor. And so, unfortunately, physical therapists can't go out and recruit their own patients unless the patient's going to pay for it out of their own pocket kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, can chiropractic help with things like scarring and adhesions from older injuries?
It can, depending upon the type of chiropractor that is and the technique that they employ. If they're not trained to handle it, then I would say no. And any more than a pastry chef is able to make soup, you know, it just becomes what is the practitioner versed in, and do they have the proper qualifications, and have they been trained properly?
Mm-hmm. Now, how does a chiropractor chiropractic care differ from what a medical specialist such as an orthopedist does?
Well, orthopedists deal with broken bones and joints, and chiropractors deal with malfunctioning bones and joints and how this impacts the overall health of the person. So orthopedists are surgeons, and so if you go see an orthopedist, there's a high degree of likelihood that you may be a surgical candidate, or you may have an injury that warrants surgery. My thought is that don't go to an orthopedist unless you are willing to go in to have surgery. Mm-hmm. There are orthopedists who will refer you away from that, but at the end of the day, orthopedists are surgeons, and so they're typically going to do surgery.
Well, can a chiropractor help somebody that has a broken bone?
Yes. The first thing they would do is give proper nutrition and proper support, but at the end of the day, if the bone's broken, the bone has to heal and it has to be properly set. So you want to send somebody to an orthopedist so that they can be set properly and evaluated properly. But, working with the orthopedist in an effort to help the patient fully recover, supporting them nutritionally and supporting the body if they're in a cast or they use crutches or something along those lines, it changes the dynamic of the rest of the body. So mm-hmm. maintaining the health of the person while their broken bone that's in a cast heals, taking care of the rest of the body in the process.
So if you're in a cast and essentially your bones are stabilized by the fact that you're in this structure, there are things that you can do to help, because, I mean, if you're walking around with crutches or you're limping around, you're going to change the way your posture works and your bones align.
Correct.
And so once you're out of that cast now and you see somebody that comes in who, say, had a broken bone, a broken leg, is there something different that happens in terms of what you do as a chiropractor in terms of the care for that person?
Well, yeah, because the person has to recover. I mean, if you've been in a cast for, 6 to 8 weeks, then you actually are going to get deterioration of your muscles because you're not using them. So they're going to waste away. And so you need proper rehabilitation in order to exercise those muscles and get them back the way that they are, because they haven't been used properly for a period of time. And chiropractors are the functional medicine people. They are the ones who maintain proper functioning within the body.
And as we were talking about exercise and sports injuries, now we're talking about that recuperative process. Very interesting conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you about a few more issues that are related to sports injuries.
Absolutely. And if you're looking for a second opinion for your current health conditions, and you're not happy with the kind of care that you're getting, and you need a second look or a little bit more advice, please consider what this commercial says, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Are you being prepared for a life-altering medical procedure? Are you facing a lifetime of daily medication? There are other options. Get an alternative healthcare second opinion. Too often people don't seek alternatives until after surgery permanently changes them, or until after medications trigger worrisome side effects. You may end up with countless concerns likely to last a lifetime. Don't delay getting an alternative healthcare second opinion. If you know your options, you might make a different, informed decision. Remember, you can still have the options for surgery or medication. Take the time to meet before having life-altering surgery or taking symptom-masking medications. Learn what you can do for your health naturally. And if you've already had a procedure or are taking daily medication, come find out what natural support you can do to restore your health. If you'd like an alternative healthcare second opinion, call 845-561-2225. Your current and future health depend on you. Call 845-561-BACK before committing your life to surgery or medication. Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in Newburgh, New York. And today we're talking about sports injuries and how you, as a weekend athlete, or even just somebody that exercises regularly, can take better care of yourself and avoid injuries altogether.
And we were talking before, you talk really in every segment about the process of educating the listeners and educating the people who come to you to seek help. And, part of what you do is being a healer, but you're also a teacher. And much of what you do in order to take care of your patients and anyone else that's willing to listen is to teach methods and practices that can stabilize, improve, and recover a person's health and mobility. So this is really at the heart of your personal commitment to health. Does this relate directly to why you are committed to doing this show every week?
Oh, absolutely. What's important is the fact that it is our birthright to be healthy. And the challenge is that most people don't know how to exercise that right to be healthy. The television teaches us how to be unhealthy, the print ads, the internet. There's lots of information out there that teaches us about disease and promotes disease and promotes treatment for disease. And so the general mindset in this country is that we are doing what we can to avoid disease, and our healthcare system has really nothing to do with health. In fact, your health insurance policy will not pay for you to be healthy. It will pay for you to come in and have a screening in an effort not to see how healthy you are, but to see if you qualify for treatment and qualify for disease. And so the misconception is that you're being proactive by going once a year to have a preventative, quote, checkup. That preventative checkup is not really in your benefit because they're not looking to see how healthy you are. They're actually looking to see if you qualify for any kind of treatment.
The whole thing is upside down.
The whole thing is upside down.
Now, when it comes back to sports injuries, what is the best way to come back from an injury?
Well, you have to get the appropriate care so that your body can recover, making sure that your body is balanced, making sure that the functional communication is ideal, making sure that the muscle has the ability to handle the stress that's being placed upon it, make sure that the body has enough nutrition in order to sustain any of the stress that's put upon it through the exercise. So there's a whole process associated with it. It isn't just, okay, you're treated good, you're good now, go back to whatever. No, there's different stages of recovery. There's relief care, there's corrective care, there's maintenance care, there's preventative care, and then there's lifetime wellness care.
So as you resume your activities, you don't want to run the risk of re-injuring yourself. So there's actually a more organized or step-by-step process that you can use to sort of get back into your routine.
Absolutely. And the thing that anybody needs to appreciate is not, okay, you got an injury. Well, you're physically active and you got an injury. That's normal for being, no, getting an injured is not a normal process of exercise. So if you have an injury, you've changed the way that your body functions to a degree that your body actually had to break in order to get your attention. And so you're not anywhere close to normal functioning, even if we just get you out of pain.
Right. And one of the things I think that people need to appreciate is the importance of warming up and cooling down as you exercise so that you work your way into your exercises and then work your way out.
Absolutely. And that's, like you said, that's vitally important. You need proper warm-ups, then you participate, and then when you're done working out, you need to cool down in order to allow the body to recover and go back to a non-workout mode.
And what about the amount of water you should drink? That must be important as well.
Well, yeah, for every half hour of aerobic type activity, you need another quart of water. And for every hour of anaerobic activity, like lifting weights or those kinds of activities, you're going to need another quart of water. So, yeah, you definitely want to maintain proper hydration.
And so is there anything that you would advise people who want to start an exercise program, haven't been exercising, that they can do to avoid an injury and not have to go down that path?
Well, realistically, they talk about the going and having an evaluation just to get a baseline of where you're at and what you may want to consider before you start to exercise, making sure that you're healthy enough to exercise. I know that sounds really ridiculous because it is ridiculous, but you know, people who have their come to God moment when they wake up and they decide, oh, I need to start exercising, and they take their unhealthy body and they just throw it into the stress of exercise, that may not be the best thing. So having a proper evaluation, understanding what your limits are, and learning the methodologies and the techniques in order to gradually increase your physical activity so that you're not creating health problems, that would be important.
Now, would that something you could get from a personal trainer?
You can get some of that from a personal trainer. There's lots of different personal trainers. There's lots of different certifications to get personal training, moniker, if you will. That doesn't necessarily mean that they know everything. So there are personal trainers out there that have gone beyond the basics, and you could get good advice there. But my thought is you want to meet with a trained professional who understands the ins and outs of exercising, who exercises themselves.
And now this is something that I know that you do, and that you make yourself available to anybody who's listening to our show to come with their questions. And if they have specific questions about beginning an exercise program, or they're in an exercise program and what the best way to approach their exercise would be, if someone wants to give you a call or drop you an email, what are the best ways to reach you?
Best way is always to call my office directly. The phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's DOCRICK at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. It would be my pleasure to give you the advice that you need. It would be my pleasure to find a practitioner closer to you that will allow you to get the care that you need if you're not in my immediate backyard. But at the end of the day, it starts with you. You know, Smokey the Bear said it best, only you, because, you know, you're the one who's in charge of your health. So if you have any health issues, by all means, get the appropriate advice. And I'm happy to support you in that way.
And this is what this show is about, and if anybody does want to get involved with an exercise program, it would be a good idea before you begin to get some advice and see what would be the best course for you to take in terms of your health and your future.
Absolutely. So I want to thank the listeners for tuning in today. That's all the time that we have. I ask you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.